Hello, this is Edna White, and I am so excited to be here on Artist Insight, where we talk about the stories behind the story. Today, we have an author that's been my first time ever having out of all of my time interviewing authors. And I'm going to read his book verbatim, but I'm going to say his name if he wants to say it. But I have a book here from Words from Walden. And it's inspiration from observation, which I know we all get that, right? But the author is H. Davy Thoreau. And I love that name. I was like, oh, that's so beautiful. But only to find out, it's a different pen name. It's a pen name. And this is my first. So I'm really excited to meet the author today because a lot of what I've read in his book it connected with me so well. So I want to introduce the author, and he can tell you his real name. So welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hi, Edna. Yeah, thank you. First of all, I love what you're doing. So thank you for this, and thank you for the opportunity. And so the pen name, I guess, H. Davy Thoreau, it's a little play on words from Henry David Thoreau, who gave us all his... Yeah. Transcendental wisdom a couple hundred years ago. And I guess I kind of lived in a big city my whole life. And I kind of around the age of 40, I moved out of the city and I started having this spiritual awakening. And the place where we moved, it has 4 acres and a pond. And I used to just kind of sit by the pond and just let nature and inspiration come down and come through me. And so as Henry Thoreau did the same thing in Concord, Massachusetts, he just moved to Ralph Waldo Emerson's land, built a cottage and sat by the pond. He wrote Walden and he did his life's work there. And so I feel like kind of Henry David Thoreau's coming through me to write these words and I'm going to do my life's work here.
That's wonderful. Well, audience, I want to introduce you to J.B. Horgan. That's his name, right? And I was so excited about this title. I was like, wait a minute. Maybe I'm feeling up. I was feeling like you were like so excited. Then when I started opening, I was like, I see. But then you told me just recently that was your pen name. So I was like, wow. But it really does touch. I want to really talk about, you just told us what inspired you to do this. And what was your why behind your inspiration? What was that push? Like, it, you know, I know we're inspired sometimes to do things, but what was a real why?
Right. So I've kind of written sporadic throughout my life, but not in a spiritual context. And so I wanted to try it out. And the way this thing started was, well, if I write 12 steps to a spiritual awakening, that will force me to write 12 articles. And then after that, I wanted to keep going because I was like, hey, there is something there. So I'm like, how can we do it? So the next series is called Alphabet Soup for the Soul. A is for abundance, B is for benevolence, and on and on. And so it just turned into this long thing to see if I could do it, force myself into a different position than I'm normally used to, and just expand. And it has expanded my life tremendously.
Right. I like the alphabet. It is expensive. On your life with the alphabet, working with the alphabet, just working with it, how did it change your life? Those, because I know you were learning along the way. So how did those letters in the alphabet change you?
Yeah, what it did, it allowed me to see what I know, what I don't know, what I believe, what I don't believe. And it allowed me to come through my values more. And now going through this, I'm stepping into those values even more. And I think it's just such a beautiful way is write the story of your life, write who you want to become. And that's a way to do it.
Right. Right. Yeah. So I'm going to take the alphabet V, and that's from Alphabet for the Soul. V is for vision. So tell us a little bit about your interpretation, what you wrote here about V vision. Because I actually thought it was a value. I thought it was going to be value. And then I turned the page, it was vision. So tell me what you wanted to share the audience, what you really wanted to come out for the audience that was reading it.
Yeah, this is exactly kind of what I just said about creating your future in advance and writing it. So it starts with a quote by Joe Dispenza. If you're not being defined by a vision of your future, then you're left with old memories of the past. And so especially coming through COVID, we've all seen some things we thought were important are not important. Other things maybe we didn't appreciate as much, we appreciate more now. And so the idea is going forward is to create the vision. Who do you want to become? What does that look like? And then take steps every day to get there, right? You set the vision way out in the future, but then you take the little steps knowing what you want to do. And I think yours is a good one too. Maybe I should add value in the next series. Maybe there's another one.
I think you're really right about the vision, you know, thinking about the future and taking example as COVID, we learned that some things we needed to do, some things we didn't need to do. And that is so important for the vision because a lot of times we see ourselves in one place that make us happy. And you know that. And we say there, yeah, like we love music. Like certainly we say there because that music is like, oh gosh, I remember what I was doing those days, you know, right? So, but creating a vision, it takes writing, it takes, you know, feeling, it takes knowing your why. And would you explain or share with what it took for you to really get outside of yourself and see that vision?
100%. The first thing you have to do is shut out all the distractions. I'm talking social media, friends, TV, news. Get rid of everything and get real quiet. Right. If you can go in nature, that's going to be the best. If you don't need nature, just close your eyes and talk with God and commune with God. And what kind of person do you want to be? You probably know from your past, some of the hints are like, what did you like to do when you were a kid? If you could do anything and you had a magic wand, what would you do? And always time and money and other people come into play where that stop us with our fears, right? But if you just forget about all that, get real quiet, then you start to know thyself. Know thyself is a big one.
Oh, yeah. That is so good. That right there is so good. Because when I was working on myself, I had no idea what I wanted to do, what I wanted. Like, did I like pepperoni or was I just eating it? You know, it was like, did I like cheese? Or was I just eating it? Did I like going out? And I found getting quiet, because people don't like to do that, right? You would say, well, isn't that true? People don't like to get quiet, right?
They don't. Yeah, no, I saw a study where people would rather take an electric shock than sit in a room alone with their thoughts for 15 minutes.
See? They don't want to sit quiet. And they either call it lonely, depressed, bored, you know, because these thoughts are going through their mind. They don't know what they are. But when I found myself, you know, taking the meditation hour, you know, every day, no matter what, taking that hour, and I was able to now figure out, hey, what do I like? Start asking myself those important questions for the vision. Because if you don't ask yourself those important questions for the vision, you can't move forward. Is that right?
Yeah, for sure. And so just like you're saying, you have to slow down and kind of shut everything out and figure out, what do I like? And part of that is like, do these things still serve me today? Like maybe, like you're saying, pepperoni or whatever. Maybe I liked it, but that's because I was a kid and my parents liked it or whatever. And I don't actually like it. I just ate it, right? Does it still serve you? No. Does it still serve you today? And that's the way to figure it out.
Absolutely. It is so very true. And when I started endeavoring the words, does it serve me today? It made me get rid of a lot of things, right?
Yeah.
It just made the vision clearer because it just, I don't need that. It's like having those size 12s in the closet and you're 16 and you're like, you know, and it's 12s and like, you know, you're not getting back in things, but you keep them anyway. It's like getting rid of that.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah.
It's like that. So I see the vision. This really stuck out to me because it started me to think, you know, really think like, wow, does you use the words desire? You use the word person's holding the lamp. You know, you just brought all that. Like it's very powerful to me. And I like that what you do in this book, and you say, try this. So it makes you not a guru, but from my experience, try this. And I like that. It makes it easier too. And I love it. I just love that. So I'm really excited about your project because I see it growing in so many ways, different ways. You know, I'm always thinking, okay, this, do that. But I see that this book is going to be very enlightening. And it's easy to read, ladies and gentlemen. Easy to read. Easy to read. Love that. Love it. So now we've talked about the alphabet. What's your next chapter? The birds from Walden, right?
Right. So yeah, it was like I didn't want to stop. How can I keep it going? So I see birds from Walden. And I just started noticing birds, like, and it's like it was amazing. So I just started writing notes and taking, like, just watching them. And it was just all these different birds come at different times. And there's so many lessons we can learn from them. They're in the book, but just some of the stories are funny. There's one where I chase around a bird, got stuck in the pond, and I had to chase him in a kayak for an hour trying to help him, but he wouldn't come near me. But yeah, there's okay. some valuable lessons, like not just for life, for everything, from the birds, for about how to take care of a family. If you watch the robin, those are the best mothers in the world. Yeah.
That's really beautiful. And I think nature, we forget about nature with the hustle and bustle of life. We don't spend any time in nature because that's really us, you know. We come to Earth so that we don't spend any time.
Right.
I have this ritual, we go walking every morning to touch trees. So I always connect with the trees. I connect with the flowers, the trees. I try to sweat the bees and all of them. But I do try to connect when they do come to me. They'd be like, okay, now go away, you know, be nice. But we need to connect. We need to connect, right?
Yeah, especially in a big city.
Inspiration we need. Right. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying, especially if you live in a big city and it's just horns and sirens and cranes and trucks, right? And if you do live in a big city, there's lots of parks around that you might not know about that you could just dip in for 5 minutes and get some relief. And if you think about it without even looking at it, right? Just if that noise is coming down to you as a vibration and it's sirens and helicopters compared to just birds, like just the vibration of that on your body is going to make a difference.
It is. So you're right. Here's an excerpt from page 194. Essentially, we develop an intentional pattern instead of unconsciously repeating patterns placed inside of us by the countless archetypes we have encountered throughout our lives. Once you cultivate and grow your will, you will power yourself through the things that seemed difficult in the past. Share with us what you meant about that, and could you give us an example?
Yeah, for sure. So thank you for the question. So it's going back to getting silent, right? And then once you figure out what you want, then you start working towards it slowly. And then what happens is you measure your progress, you see you're making progress, and then you become the proof. You don't need a video or a book or anyone else. You're the proof. I started here, I went here. I always like to use marathon as the example, right? We heard this Lao Tzu quote, "The journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step." If you're trying to run a 26-mile marathon, you can't do it in 10 minutes. You're going to have to go one step at a time. But very quickly, if you look over your shoulder, you see how far you've came. And so you become the evidence, you become the architect and the predominant creator of your own life.
Absolutely. That's really insightful, because I didn't think about that. You know, and I know we're in our soup, as it were. We're always moaning and groaning about something, you know. And when we really look back and say, hey, I'm farther than I was whatever time it was. We don't realize it, you know, that we're farther than that. Or we're working on a project and it's been 2 years, right? 2 years, and then all of a sudden we get to this stop. Oh my gosh, what am I gonna do? You start panicking, what am I gonna do? And reality is, you made it 2 years. You know, you made it a whole 2 years. So it's so good to, like you said, intentionally, because we have to intentionally set these patterns. We have to intentionally look back. We have to intentionally grow our will, grow it. Sometimes we don't want to. And I know the pandemic showed us a lot that we can grow anything. We can grow anything. Is there something that you can share with the audience today that will help them practice this more often than not?
Yeah, I use a mindset, go low, go slow. That's the mindset, the philosophy. And it's just like that, right? If you, let's say you want to start exercising. All you have to do is go for 1 minute. You walk for 1 minute today and add a minute every day. And in 2 months, you'll be up to an hour a day. And it's just like that. It stacks. And then something happens is that you plan for certain things. And then this is where exponential growth happens, because you're planning on, okay, I'm going to add this and this and this. But along the way, other things happen that you didn't account for, you didn't think of, you didn't expect. And that's when you see exponential returns. And again, it's just you become the creator. You become the proof of yourself and your own life. And it keeps you going. You don't need anyone else to tell you. You're like, I got the proof. I'm going to keep doing this. It's working.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we want to thank you, JP, for being here, because you really lifted us up in inspiration from your observations, from the words from Walden. You have recreated this, you know, collection that I know that everyone can really like delve into and start being. Now we want to see this. I'm always one to make people do the next step. Put these in the cards so we can read them every day. Yeah. So we can be hired by you. You know, thank you so much for sharing words of Walden to the world here on Authors Insight. Thank you once again. And we look forward to seeing more work from you so you can show up in the world.
Thank you. I'm so grateful for your time today. Can I ask you, I'm sure people are watching and wanting to know what your earrings say. They look so beautiful and big and red. I love it.
So these are my marching earrings. It's Black Lives Matter. Black Lives
Beautiful. Matter. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Let me stop the recording.